The constitutional amendment question would be, shall the legislature be authorized to establish, as provided by law, a surcharge on investment real estate property to be used to support public education? Speaker of the House of Representatives, Scott Sikey.
One thing that should be made clear is that the constitutional amendment question does not specify a dollar amount or a dollar threshold. I know that there is some discussion that the threshold is $1 million. That is not in the constitutional question, so that is not accurate at this time.
But Hawaii State Teachers Association President Corey Rosenlee says there's an intended threshold and real estate speculators and trusts are the targets.
The intent is that we're really looking at second homes over $1 million. We have a teacher crisis right now. We have over 1,000 positions that are unfilled. On average, our school buildings are 65 years and older. And we have teachers that are using books that are decades old.
But according to the Hawaii Association of Realtors, there are more than 19,000 investment homes and condominiums statewide. Association President Frank Goodale says renters would be hit the hardest and the amendment could be unconstitutional.
He's targeting outside investors over $1 million for paying this tax when it goes for the sole benefit of the schools and the people that live here. And there is some question of whether it would pass constitutional muster. This is an egregious case of taxation without representation.
Hawaii Tax Foundation President Tom Yamachika says the amendment would provide broad powers to the legislature with unanswered consequences.
What it doesn't say is what happens to the money that is already appropriated for education. There's almost like $2 billion that is being appropriated out of the general fund to the Department of Education, and I'm thinking that legislators are going to be under tremendous pressure to reduce that amount.
But House Speaker Sikey says voters, not lawmakers, will get to weigh in on their general election ballots by November 6th.
It's up to the voters to decide whether or not they want to create a surcharge on investment real property to provide extra funding for the schools.
In my next report, the Hawaii State Teachers Association perspective on why voters should approve more funding for public education. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.